from radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's happening this morning in Radioland. ABC staff anxiously await the axe to fall on jobs and programs. Nova's Paul Jackson admits that the format for Smooth FM started out as little more than a gut feeling. And the Sunshine Coast's CFM about to undergo a revamp. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morale at the ABC is on the wane as staff wait to be told who's going to lose their job and what programs will be cut. The ABC's managing director, David Anderson, has previously confirmed to Senate estimates that job losses will be coming as a result of the 3-year government funding freeze which took effect in 2018. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says the ABC has more financial certainty than any other media organisation in the country. However, ABC Chair Ida Buttrose has had what she says was a constructive meeting with the Prime Minister to try to get a return to full funding. After the recent rebranding of Smooth FM with Robbie Williams becoming the front person for the station, some home truths have started to come out of the woodwork about the origins of the format. Paul Jackson, who is Nova's chief programming officer, says Smooth was built more on gut feeling than research. The station was in the doldrums 8 years ago when Nova took a chance on an FM format that was unproven in Australia. Smooth FM finished 2019 as the number one FM station in Sydney and the number two station in Melbourne behind ARN's Gold FM. Sometimes a change is as good as a holiday, even on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. The coast's 91.9 CFM is about to rebrand itself. The new look will be 91.9 CFM Sunny Coast Hits. The change coincides with the launch of a new high-profile drive show for the station. Ellie Chaney and Luke Bex-Toohey will take the reins on Drive at the end of the workday, with Bharat and Heidi on breakfast to kick the day off. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Other stories catching industry attention today. The threat from coronavirus is scary enough, but a lot of misinformation has been put out there by radio stations in different countries that has had listeners close to panic. When you have people turning up at hospitals simply because they've eaten Chinese food, you know things are going beyond the pale. Here in Australia, we've now had one death from the disease, but Radio Info editor Peter Saxon says, by and by, the country's media has handled the pandemic responsibly. In his latest Radio Info opinion piece, Peter says it's important that commentators and announcers don't sensationalise.
with the coronavirus, as you know, there's so much misinformation around. And I think radio now has a responsibility staring down this, what's soon to become a pandemic, helping listeners understand it. But most importantly, they have a responsibility to tell the truth, not politicise it, and to stop panic, you know, not to overstate it. They should follow the Prime Minister's lead, who's had a lot of praise from the medical community about the way he's handled this. He's put us ahead of the curve. He's called the pandemic and introduced the planning that Australia has in place, and he's done that in a measured way. But at the same time, his advice is go to the football, go down and play with your mates, go out for a Chinese meal. Mightn't be a bad idea for personalities in radio to go out, invite their listeners to lead a delegation to Chinatown.
And Peter's opinion piece is available in full on radioinfo.com.au. More Australian radio history could be going under the wrecker's hammer very soon. The former 2UW Theatre, which was used for radio plays during the 1940s and 50s, has been earmarked for development. Stories of Radio Adelaide's woes keep surfacing. Last week, we heard about its financial problems since the university cut it loose several years ago. Now, after more than 6 years and 344 shows of small change, the end for that program has come. The social justice and discussion program is wrapping with its last show between 6 and 7 p.m. tonight. And the full details of all these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll look at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nick Unger is leaving Nine to become head of TV sales for Southern Cross Austereo in Sydney. Unger has been Nine's group business manager, where he's been leading the broadcast sales trading team. He takes up his new job next Monday, March 9th. And Snow FM is looking for an announcer who's also an imaging and commercial producer. If you've got a commitment to making great local radio and you want to live at the foot of Australia's premier snow resorts, then this job could be for you. Check out the details of this and other jobs in the business right now by going to the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.